This team has scored first 18 of its last 19 games. How important is that to your success in wins and losses?
It definitely helps us out. It gives us the confidence, you know, that, you know, we're able to go down and score on our first drive, and that, you know, any other time we get the ball, there's a, you know, high percentage chance that we'll be able to drive it down and score and get some kind of points.
That is a testament to the offense, true, but you often defer, so that defense has played well early in games as well, right?
That's a the defense are off to a great start. I mean, yeah. And y'all see it, we watch it. You know, they're playing at a real high level right now. And, you know, from the looks of things, it's going to, you know, it's only going to get better. So, you know, they're definitely, you know, a big part of our success with us scoring early and then being able to get us the ball back.
When you look at what James has done through five games, five touchdowns, did you expect that when he came back? Or could anyone have expected that much production?
I mean, I don't think you expect it, but, you know, he's a guy who's been in the system. He's going to come back. He's going to pick up everything fast, and, you know, he's going to go out there and do what he can. But, you know, he's definitely been playing at a high level. He's still going at a high level, and he's been a big part of our offense.
When you look back at the tape against the Rams, were there opportunities there? Both you and the line thought that maybe that was maybe one block away or one cut away from being a...
When we watched it, you know, it was always we're always one block away or, you know, one broken tackle away. But, you know, they had pretty good run defense that game. It was tough the whole game, you know, for the blocking unit and for the backs.
Do you think it's fair that people view that as a really down performance? Still two touchdowns scored. That fourth down, you were inches away. That could have been a scoring drive. Richard could have got a touchdown on one that he almost caught as well. Was it really that bad a performance, or was it just a couple tiny things that kept it from being?
I mean, it's always little things.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're on the outside looking in and you don't know what's actually going on, of course it looks like a down game or a bad game. But, you know, you come back, you watch it, you see what happened, you see what could have possibly happened. And, you know, you just come in and work on it, but you can't listen to what you hear outside of what's going on in this building.
What have you seen from Melvin Gordon's transition to the NFL so far?
I honestly have no idea because I don't watch football.
What did you think of him in college?
in college, he was real dominant. They had a real good offense. A lot of backs come out there that comes from that school are dominant on that level.
Wait. I thought you don't watch football. Do you
Twitter.
Watch college football?
Twitter.
All right. Yeah. You
know Melvin at all? Do I know him? Nah, I don't know.
I met him. I mean, he was just down the road, obviously.
Yeah, I haven't met him.
Eddie, what are you focusing on going into this game, specifically you and the other guys in the backfield with you?
I mean, we just have to focus on, like, not trying to get, like, not looking for the home run play. A lot of times when, you know, you're coming off a game where you didn't do as well as you wanted to, you come into this game, like, trying to find that big play to make up for what didn't happen last week. But, you know, just continuing to take it one play at a time and, you know, capitalizing on the opportunities that we get.
Did you make an exception to watch Monday Night Football this week?
No. No, I didn't. I played FIFA, though.
Did you win on game
film? Nah, I lost by one at the end. It sucks.
You're still carrying it with you?
Yeah, until I go play today.
Eddie, how fun is it just being here? You've been here for a while with the culture and just the way that you guys have been so dominant.
This is a very fun organization, but, you know, with that, we know what we have to focus on. We know what we're trying to accomplish. So, you know, we have a great balance between, you know, fun and actual work. So I think that's, you know, the way we play, the way we do, because we can interact, we have fun, but we know when it's time to handle business, we take care of business.
Eddie, do people take winning for granted? I mean, you played at Alabama, you won a lot. You played here, you won a lot. Have you been a part of a losing team ever?
Yeah, my whole life until I got to college. But, I mean, you can tell the difference. I mean, even when you're winning, you go on a 5-0 win streak, 6-0 win streak. The atmosphere in here is that you don't have a winning record. So, you know, we'll come in excited. We just won. And then we get in here and it's like, you know, they're talking to us in a sense like, you know, you still can do this and you can still can do that. And, you know, just to keep everything in the perspective.
You've been around Aaron now for a few years. When he has what he calls a down game, you know, it doesn't matter what we think. He actually called it a down game. What is it about him that makes sure that doesn't happen again?
I mean, he's a competitor. I mean, as a human, you know, every game isn't going to be perfect. But, you know, he's the captain, he's a competitor, and he's going to go out. And even if he's having a bad game, in that same game, it's going to flip around for him and it's just going to carry into the next few weeks. So, I mean, he knows how to handle success, obviously. And when he doesn't do as well, you know, he doesn't look down on himself at all. You know, he just continues to, you know, go out and play.
In a room full of guys that obviously everybody here is a competitor on some level, who's the most competitive guy in this locker room?
If I had to pick one person, I'd probably pick Mike Daniels. I don't know anybody that's just like he is. Practice mode, game mode is the same exact way every single time you see him. So I think I would go Mike Daniels.
What's it like running into him, Eddie, the times you guys have been?
Well, I mean, I don't have to run into him the way other teams do, so I kind of get the kind of not soft, but just not like game type thing. So it's not bad for me, but for other guys, I can imagine that it's not a pretty good feeling.
Is the ankle still an issue at all?
It's still cool.
Week 6, still cool.
Yeah.